Hello, all you poetic players! This is the Dominion League Weekly Podcast, a recap of this week in Dominion Games. I am your host, Strumpf, and this is the episode for January 7th, 2022! Happy New Year, everyone! This week's nail polish is black with one blue ring finger. Now, the question I asked in the quiz may have been a little bit of a trick question because I actually didn't notice the nail breaking until after training. But unfortunately for Sycamatic, Team OK, Halo Andy, and Assembly Moi, I am very much not a dino person. If there is a way to static a boulder, I will do it. Dinos are truly a thing I don't enjoy. I will try some when they look fun to me, but it's very unlikely I will do multiple attempts, and it is even more unlikely that I will attempt a double dino. I had to hold on to a very tiny crimp, and I had to jump to a hold on an overhang route last time I was at the gym, so that's how I broke my nail. And the jump to the hold on the overhang route was not a dino, because, like, everyone who is a little bit taller than me, and definitely the people who set the route, they could just, like, reach it standing, right? So, before we get started, some housekeeping. There will be changes to the podcast this year. Namely, I won't be releasing weekly episodes anymore. Right now, what I'm thinking is fortnightly shows with, like, regular episodes with an additional interview episode per month. So, yeah, 3 episodes total per month. I've almost covered a whole year of tournaments now. I'm only missing the World Cup and, like, what a new expansion release is. So, yeah, I'll get a feel of how much I want to cover that or maybe do some bonus stuffs around it in the coming months. I got some ideas, but all in all, I'm trying to keep this project feasible. Anyways, you will get the memo. And now we start. Our A players got 6 matches out of the way since last we checked in with them. Sycamatic tied Mick and won against Aku, while JNails won against Mick but lost against Aku and lost against NA Smith, who just tonight won another match against Sycamatic and shot past Aku to the top of the division. B1 division is almost finished. 2 matches remain to be played, but they will not alter the fact that Cider01 won this group with an impressive 72% win rate and promotes to A next season. Congratulations! In B2, both Negative and AK3 overtook Earl at the top. They're tied at number 1 as of now. Burning Skull is leading C1 currently, but will have been sternly reprimanded by now, I imagine, for only having played 2 whole matches this season so far. C1 has generally not been the most active division, it looks like. Same as in C2, where Triple Range Merch remains at the top of the division. Kazumaru0828 overtook Rust2 in number 1 of C3. Kazu has 69% wins in 4 now, and Rust2 65%. And AMOFET11 remains in the lead of C4. Further matches have been played in D tier, but we only saw a change in leading positions in D2, where Yoifuro overtook Sharur and has a win rate of 67% in 3, and in D3, where Yurika Mome overtook Chorus at the top. In D1, we still have Nizala with an overall win rate of 67% at the top, and in D4, Minion Pawn with 80%! An 80% win rate! Props to you! Over in E tier, Yulu overtook DVD Ing at the top of E1. E2 division is already done with this season, Heath was able to reclaim the top spot from Chestic and promotes to D. Congratulations! DDX Frog took over number one of E3 from Jekyll. Beachcomber overtook AJL828 at the top of E4 with a win rate of 75% in 4. Kitsuri secured promotion from E5 after a fabulous season with 83% in 5. Congrats. E6 is another one of those divisions that are a little slower paced. Father Youngtread remains in the lead of players with completed matches. In E7, Visionar remains at the top. They played 3 matches so far and, hold your breath, everyone, only lost 1 single game. You want to know what percentage that is? 94. I can't. And in E8, Lion8Me snuck past HoneyBuzzX to the top of the division. I have collected some results comments. One is a rare comment from A1, even though thanks to all A players for commenting more results. So that was NASmith99 against JNails. And NASmith151 and commented, medicine was rather primitive in the Middle Ages. And I didn't watch. I would like to know the reference. And then there was a match between Arco and AH Norris 21. In H13, they played 1-5 and Arco, who lost, comments, this felt like a war crime, lol. Then we had results from C1, Marcus tied Brian, and Marcus comments, finally a fast one. Yeah, good for you. And then there was a comment from H8, Uniboshi clean swept Jared S. Martin, maybe. And Unibashi says, thanks for the fun games and have a happy new year. And the last results comment I wanted to mention here is from F2, where Casual Majestic won 4-2 against Heyman, and Casual Majestic comments, Vinica, Ukraine. Now, as a Holocaust historian, there are a few places in Middle and Eastern Europe that you just learn for reasons. And Vinica is one of them. And I want to keep this short. If you are interested in this at all, feel free to message me and I'll monologue about this. If I were to choose a picture that is emblematic of the Shoah, it would be a picture called The Last Jew in Vinica. And I'll just very quickly read a depiction from Wikipedia to you. If you don't want to hear it, then skip the next 10 seconds. The Last Jew of Vinica shows a member of Einsatzgruppe C about to execute a Jewish man kneeling before a mass grave. It's a horrible picture. I will link to it in the show notes. Please look at it at your discretion. And when I saw this results comment, that's what popped in my head. What can I do? Anyways, we are continuing with our program. And it's time for the Significant Lead shout-out. I'm really sorry, but I have to shout out about 50 people now because I guess that's what happens when I don't make a regular episode in 3 weeks. Sorry. Here we go. So we have Negative in B2 with 67%. I already mentioned Kazumaru, Yoifuro. I haven't mentioned, I mentioned Kateri. And Beachcomber, I guess? Don't know if I mentioned Yulu. Yulu has 67% in 3. I mentioned Visionar. We have Casual Majestic, Smelly44, Daniels, Mugivi, and Empty Magus. In F tier, Empty Magus, of course. Our other veteran next to Gamesu. Both of them have played in each and every single season. In G tier, we have Kubu, Hugolek, Talpa Europea, Bip, Longcon, Nickelby, and Ninton David. In H tier, we have Airbag, Jiminy, Hubblebub, Yonibashi, Behemoth 355, Snyderman 67. That is a very cool name. Asnoberger and B Split. In I tier, we have Jack Joab, Mizakimi, Driftblim, Evoni, Lloyd Booty, DJ Ose, Dr. Kayla, Hoyo, Unbreakable. Yeah, those are all in I tier. And in J tier, we have Old Fan, Kas Pa, CJ Punzalan, Splattered Bits, Razed 1, Maleficent 6, Bright Star, Piercing Goblin, DW Bean 85, Blam Blam Bunny, not Steve, E Held, and Ramios 1212. Well done, all of you. We have 5 players who have more than 80%, and I have shouted out Minion Pawn, Kateri, and Visionar already. Add to that Madin in I6 with 83% and Old Fan in J1 with 83% as well. So for size games, Bitter Worm Coil and Nizala met for their second big games finale, and Bitter didn't let Nizala get away with it this time. She won the final match, crowning herself Big Games 5 champion! Congrats! Big Game 6 is underway now, with only one match played so far. S Sounder and Sporting Elijah played for the Medium Games Championship, and they fought all the way through 7 games that finally decided matters in favor of S Sounder, who is our Medium Games 8 champion! Congratulations! The new installment is already underway. Groups are now called after ways. Group Frog is already completely done, which is very impressive. Shout out to the frogs who played all their matches in 2.5 days. Wow, wow, wow. And in Small Game 16, 15 players in 3 groups are fighting for the title. Currently, Talpa Europea and Kruskin are in the lead of overall rankings. So just to wrap up German League, Chestik and Nizala fought for the title, and what can I tell you, Nizala was on a roll! Took 2 wins off Chestik, and that was all he needed to win the tournament! Nizala is the German Dominion Champion of 2021! Congratulations! If you would like me to cover additional tournaments, don't hesitate to tell me. For my personal weekend games, I have 1 league match left to play, which should take place tomorrow, and is going to determine if I promote or not. Can you believe it? I might be promoting! Medium games also started, but my group seems a little slow with the scheduling. Thank you to whoever it was that named my group Chameleon. That's a very nice touch that made me happy. There were a couple instances on the Discord where people addressed the general public as boys or dudes lately. And while I'm very aware of the fact that our server is a male-dominated space in terms of who is posting, I gotta say I don't like being addressed like that at all. It makes me feel invisible and irrelevant. I don't like it. What else? I was commentating a match with Snowbusy last week. For a while there, it was the two of us, Bienchen and the Pixie, spectating. And I gotta say, it felt pretty nice to have this little all-female space. I was wondering if a tournament exclusively for femme, trans, non-binary, and women would be at all interesting to this part of our community. I know I always enjoy these spaces a lot. I guess I'll just... I'll just let this idea marinate a bit. Also, I was pointed towards Sharoor's Dominion songs this week, and they are pretty cool. Check them out if you haven't yet. My favorite is Tangled Up in Blue Cards, which I will link to in the show notes. I know RTT's, John's, and Sharoor's songs now. If there are any more Dominion songs, please let me know. They are all so great, and I wanna know them all, and I want more. So for the preview, there's like so much going on tomorrow. Holy moly. Okay, so tonight, later, 22:30 UTC, Zmobi will play Bitterworm Coil for League D. And then tomorrow, Apostolos will play Monk FSH for League C at 12 UTC. And then Yurika Mome will play Chorus for League D at 13 UTC. And then at 15 UTC, there's my League match against Quanwa. That's obviously the most important thing that will happen at this time. But there are also two League B matches. I don't know if like that's interesting to anyone, but it's Earl v. Cyrus and Sammy v. Agha3. And then at 19 UTC, Zmobi will play Ellen de Talon for a League D. Rust 2 v. Iros. That's League C, isn't it? They play 20 UTC at the same time as N.A. Smith, 99 plays McZenuck for League A, of course. Oh, and there's a League Town Hall, too, about Kingdom Selection at 19 UTC. And isn't the draw for the World Cup also tomorrow? Huh, so much going on, so busy. Then Sunday, 6 UTC, Maya Kazuki will play Shad for League C. At 16 UTC, Apostolos will play Huevos Locos for League C. And Burning Skull will play Terracubist at 18 UTC, also for League C. And oh my god, it's just a League C day, honestly. Gamesu will play Triple Range Merge at 19:30 UTC, and Monk FSH will play Single T at 22 UTC. And at 20 UTC, Akuchi will play N.A. Smith for League A, of course. And then Shad will play Amoth at 11 on Monday, 23 UTC for League C. Yoma will play J.True Piano for League D on Wednesday, 21:30 UTC. Zmobi will play J.True Piano midnight Thursday. Sharoor will play Yoifuro on Thursday 2 a.m. UTC for League D. And J.True Piano will play Ellen de Talon for League D at 23 UTC on Thursday. J.True Piano will play three matches in a little more over 24 hours there. At least that's how it's scheduled. Then Terracubus will play Brian on Friday, 3 a.m. UTC. And Burning Skull will play Lemon Spawn next Friday, 18 UTC. And Saturday, January 15th, Lemon Spawn will play Marcos at 14 UTC. Sam E will play Earl for League B at 15 UTC. And Terracubist will play WJ11 at 18 UTC. And on Sunday, so much to report here. Holy moly. And on Sunday, finally, Sunday that is January 16th, 18 UTC, Terracubus will play Lemon Spawn for League C. Whew. We have reached SpecChat, where I'll share thoughts on any given piece of media I've consumed over the week that is strictly non-Dominion related. So, I very spontaneously visited the granny up at the Baltic Sea, and she was surprisingly chatty. I asked her one other thing about the end of the war, and she told me so much I hadn't heard before. It was amazing. She also gave me some documents she had from that time and from later. Like, she gave me documents, like sheets of paper that are almost 80 years old now. with stamps and signatures. I'm dying. This is so cool. And then she also pulled out some family photo albums I hadn't seen before. And there were so many pictures. I now own, among other gems, a photograph of my great-great-great-grandmother. And I also found a photo of the grandmother and myself, which is a very rare thing indeed. Anyways, as a historian, I would like to call on all of you, if you haven't done it already, please, if it is at all feasible, the next time you see your eldest living family member, sit down with them and the family photo albums, and anywhere where it is not specified, ask them to identify the people depicted and to try and remember the date, at least the year. It'll be so helpful later on, trust me. Just do it. Oh yeah, and one more thing about this, and not to brag because it's a weird thing to brag about, but it did feel nice. When we were trying to identify a person in a uniform, the granny wanted me to believe it was her uncle, when I could clearly identify the uniform as from World War I. Turns out, it was her grandfather, obviously. And that's it for this episode. Thank you for tuning in. You can find me on Discord for feedback. I am at Strumpf, and I'll catch you all in 2 weeks. The game has ended. Bye!